Hello, Dick.
Hi, boys.
Now, we'll get to your Seahawks, whose offense without Russell Wilson is frightful. But I'm just looking at the market. The market for the Super Bowl with Tab, and Tampa Bay is back on top at $5.50. Buffalo at $6.50. The Rams at $9. The other team in single digits. But the team which seems to be falling away unexpectedly, really, is the Kansas City Chiefs, which Loz and I were saying the other day, wasn't this supposed to be a dynasty? What is going on with Patrick Mahomes and company?
Well, I think it began on the defensive side of the football. That's where the problem started. The offense was not helping the defense out very much with all the turnovers. And I think early on in the season, it was a combination of a bad defense plus the offense putting the defense in bad positions with turnovers. As you'll recall, that Ravens game, I mean, that was simply a Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumble that never should have happened. If they don't fumble that football, they beat the Ravens. But still in that game, they gave up 36 points, and this has been the consistent problem. I mean, they gave up 30 points to the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles' offense is terrible. It's one thing to give up 30 to the Chargers or even 29 to the Browns. It's clearly another to give up 30 points to the Philadelphia Eagles and then to lay an egg offensively like they did this week. Now it's crept into the offensive side of the ball. And this Tennessee Titans team is a very good football team. They are sound on both sides of the ball and should be looked at as a team that could potentially go deep in the playoffs after that 27-3 win over Kansas City.
Tennessee then, Dick. What about Derrick Henry? I mean, he's just playing enormous football at the moment. Would he be a chance of MVP?
He should have a chance at MVP. The problem with the MVP these days is we've gone to such a passing league. Running backs used to win the MVP, not every year, but they'd won it at least as many times as quarterbacks. We don't even have to go back that far. I mean, you go back to the mid-2000s. I mean, Sean Alexander had an MVP season in 2005, LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, there are lots of running backs that put up MVP stats back then and got the award. But we've gone to such a pass-heavy league that these quarterbacks are putting up numbers that we've never seen before, and partially because of the changing of the rules, guys. It's just so much easier to pass the football now because defenses basically aren't allowed to touch the quarterback, and defenses really aren't allowed to touch the wide receivers either. So it's become kind of flag football in the passing game. So if you have a quarterback that's poised back there, like your Tom Brady's, like your Russell Wilson's, like your Aaron Rodgers, that know how to deliver the football, when and where to deliver the football, the rules are just so much easier now. And the MVP has pretty much become a which quarterback has had the best season. And right now, I mean, you got to look at the undefeated Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray. You got to look at what Josh Allen has done with the Buffalo Bills. But to your point on Derrick Henry, nobody has put up a 45-game stretch. We're not talking about a 5-game stretch. We're talking about a 45-game stretch. No running back has run for more yards or touchdowns over 45 games. That's three seasons than Derrick Henry has. He is by far the best running back in the NFL. There is no close second right now.
I tell you what, Thursday night football is going to be a beauty. You've got the Cardinals, who are undefeated, taking on the Green Bay Packers, who have only lost one game.
Guys, I want to pick the Packers because, as you know, I tipped the Packers as my Super Bowl favorite out of the NFC. I still think the line value of the Packers is good in this game. My number one concern is Davante Adams, obviously. And Davante Adams is the number one of number one targets in the NFL. No wide receiver is targeted at a higher percentage by their quarterback in the entire NFL than Davante Adams. And, there's two reasons for that. One, Davante Adams is a fantastic wide receiver that can get open all the time. But two, Aaron Rodgers just doesn't have any confidence in any of his other wide receivers because they haven't given him a reason to have confidence, whether it's Marquez Valdez-Scantling or Alan Lazard or there's just no legitimate number two guy in Green Bay. But what's interesting, I heard something just about an hour ago when I was watching Fox. Mark Sanchez, former quarterback, now an analyst on Fox, and I totally agree with his take. He says, "Is this not a perfect opportunity for Aaron Rodgers and his kind of smug mentality, the I'm better than everybody else mentality. Isn't this just the perfect spot on national TV for him to walk in against an undefeated team and say, I can get this done without my number one guy? That's just kind of what Aaron Rodgers is. So you know what, guys? I don't want to bet against Aaron Rodgers in that type of situation. He lives for situations like this when the whole world is saying, well, you don't have your number one guy. There's no way you're beating an undefeated team. Give me the Packers and the points, guys. It may come back to haunt me, but give me the Packers and the points. They may not win straight up, but I think that line's too big.
Yeah, you've talked me into it for sure. The other seismic result from the weekend, Cincinnati 41, Baltimore 17. Joe Burrow and company, are they playoff bound? I know it's early doors, but they've been impressive.
Yeah, they have, and they're certainly legitimate playoff contenders, which is more than you could have said at the beginning of the season. I think the next logical step for Joe Burrow and his progression and the next logical step for the Cincinnati Bengals was to win, you know, 7, maybe 8 games, maybe even 9 games, and kind of have – guy want to be one of those first teams in the AFC that's kind of not in the playoffs. But that was a statement game, guys. That was a statement game saying that we are here. We are here for the long term. And again, what are we seeing? We talked about this last week. We are seeing another team with a young quarterback that is a capable young quarterback that's not making any money yet. So what can you do when your quarterback's not making any money and he's good? You can buy free agents to support his team. And you're seeing that all over the NFL with teams like Buffalo, teams like Cincinnati that have these young up-and-coming quarterbacks that have not made any money yet, and their team around them is better because these quarterbacks haven't made any money. Then you're looking at the Seattles. You're looking at the Kansas Cities. You're looking at these teams that do have quarterbacks making a ton of money, and they just don't have the talent around them to support those quarterbacks.
Dick, what about over in the NBA, mate? What have you made of Josh Giddey's start?
You know, got to be honest with you guys. I have not seen Josh Giddey play. I have watched a lot of the, you know, I've watched the big games. I've watched the national games, the Warriors, the Lakers. I've seen Philadelphia play a little bit, but I have not seen Josh Giddey play. But I promise you, I will take a look and I will give you analysis when I can.
Well, you haven't watched this guy play, Ben Simmons, but tell me what's going to happen there, Dick.
The weekly question.
I certainly haven't. Well, I mean, so far, I mean, we've only seen 3 games, but so far the 76ers have weathered the storm. I mean, they've beaten a bad Pelicans team, they've beaten a bad Thunder team. So, you know, they held tough with the Nets. So, I mean, they've played requisite basketball thus far, and I think they will continue to do so because that's a good team with a good coach, and you've got a star in the middle with Joel Embiid, and they may be able to kind of rally around Joel Embiid and play good basketball despite Ben Simmons not being in there. I mean, this is just going to be a waiting game. It's going to be a waiting game. Philadelphia is going to see how they're doing without Ben. Do they want to continue to hold him hostage, or will they finally get a deal that appeases them, that makes them think they can do better without Ben Simmons? I mean, that's all we're at right now.
Is it a big story over there, Dick? Because it's obviously a big story over here in Australia.
Yes, it's been a huge story. I don't think it's kind of died down now. I mean, I think the last big Ben Simmons story was that viral video that went out of him, you know, going through the motions with his cell phone in his pocket during practice. That was kind of that once again restoked the fire. I mean, anytime you get a video, right? I mean, that's what it gets everybody talking, and that got everybody talking for about 24 hours. And now, now it's kind of died down again. And so whatever the next thing is, if it's going to be Doc Rivers talking about it, is it going to be trade rumors? Is it going to be Joel Embiid opening his mouth? Is it going to be Ben Simmons' camp, you know, saying something? That will restoke the fire.
Now, Patty Mills, though, looks like a great pickup there at Brooklyn. I even saw him in the conversation way too early for sixth man of the year, potentially. But is that registered a blip on the radar over there, the performances of Patty Mills?
Patty Mills has been a guy that I have liked since he was at St. Mary's. I mean, he is that perfect guy that is never going to be a star, is never going to carry your team. But if you have a good team around him, which obviously they do in Brooklyn, and now he's gotten an opportunity for a lot of minutes. I mean, he's playing almost 30 minutes a game. He's never played this many minutes before. But when you don't have Kyrie Irving out there, who's benefiting? A guy like Patty Mills. He's a fantastic team player. He's scoring. He's shooting the ball at 53%. He's hitting his threes. I mean, my goodness, from behind the arc, he's one of the best, if not the best, three-point shooter. I have to go check at the list, but I can't imagine anybody shooting better than Patty Mills right now. He's at 64% from behind the arc, averaging almost 15 points a game. So you know, this might be exactly what the doctor ordered for Brooklyn without Kyrie Irving in there.
Dick, I saw Shaquille O'Neal was on the F1 podium. What's happened with that?
I did not see that. I really, you know, it's funny. The last time we saw Shaq, he was here in Seattle. And in fact, he jumped on the radio on our radio show last week because he's opening up a chicken restaurant in our brand new arena that the Kraken started playing in. So he was in Seattle with a Kraken jersey and he came on a radio show. But I didn't know what I don't know about him with the F1.
He can't miss the big diesel, that's for sure. Now, the World Series starts soon this morning, our time here in Australia. The Houston Astros, much maligned after the sign-stealing saga. Back in the World Series for, what, the third time in five seasons against the Atlanta Braves, their first appearance since 1999. Give us your preview and prediction, Dick.
Boy, guys, everybody in America is cheering against the Houston Astros. Everybody has become Braves fans over the next 2 weeks. And, you know, the Braves should not match up with the Astros, but this has been a weird year. I mean, the Braves shouldn't have matched up with the L.A. Dodgers. And, you know, the Boston Red Sox probably shouldn't have won a playoff series either. But they're just playing really good baseball at the right time. To beat the Astros in a seven-game series, though, I think might be a little bit too much to ask of the Braves. But I will certainly be cheering for them. You know, I'll take the Astros in seven? Yeah, let's say seven games. But it's not one. I mean, you're getting minus 135 on the line for the series. I really don't think there's a ton of value either way. But the Astros have a better team on paper. But, you know, paper has been burned a few times in these playoffs thus far. And I think everybody would be happy outside of Houston to see the Astros go down.
Yeah, for sure. Houston 4-3 with Tab is $5 is Dick's prediction there for the World Series. Mate, thanks so much.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you next week.